people that his experience of following the Lord is just like a go from one course to another. That is also true for us.
啊, 最近有弟兄们告诉我,
and recently I've been told by a brother.
他说, 哎呀, 我现在的一生好像一直在补课,
and he said that my life is I'm still trying to make up many things.
有些基督徒常常感觉我们好像一直在留级啊,
and a lot of Christians saw that we have failed our courses.
不管留级也好,补课也好,你总得要把它通过,
and no matter you fail your courses one way or another, you still need to make it up and to pass.
如果我们半途而废,
so if we give up in the midway,
我们就是守不住,
and we are not able to keep the faith.
所以这前面两个点跟后面的那个点是有关系的。
So therefore, the first two points are related to the last one.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们必须明白,
we have to understand this.
今天神所托付给我们的, 我们要守住是需要经过考验。
What God has been entrusted to us, and we have to keep it, and we have to go through testing.
保罗, 在第四章里面也讲到,
and Paul also says in chapter 4,
我们的神是按公义审判的主,
and our God is the one who judges according to his righteousness.
这个审判呢就是要考验,
and that judgment is a concerning testing.
在属灵的事上我们必须明白一个重要的原则,
so for spiritual matters we need to understand one very important principle.
神只能接受那些经过考验 而符合他所要的这些事情。
God can only accept the things that have gone through testing and acceptable to him.
也许我们为主做了很多,
and we may have done much for him.
现在我们要把它带到主跟前,
now we are bringing all this before him.
弟兄姊妹们, 并不是所有的主都收啊,
and it is not all of them can be accepted by God.
那么神说我们要检验检验看看,
and God said that let's do some testing.
我们晓得只有出于基督的神才能要,
we know that only out of Christ can be accepted by God.
那个不是出于基督的神完全不能要,
if it is not out of Christ, it cannot be accepted by God.
不管你做多少,
no matter how much you have done.
弟兄姊妹们,
but in sisters,
这是重要的原则,
this is a very important principle.
所以我们晓得神一定要那些经过考验过的事物, 神才能,
and God can only accept those who have gone through testing.
我们知道, 今天守是一件不容易的一件事情,
and we know that concerning the matter of keeping, it is not easy.
我们如果读创世纪的时候,
if we read the book of Genesis,
我们看一开头亚当就守不住,
so in the beginning Adam was not able to keep it.
神把他摆在伊甸园里面,
and God placed him in the Garden of Eden,
叫他守,
and asked him to keep it.
他守不住, 仇敌进来了,
and he was able to keep it, and then the enemy came in.
结果就失败,
and he failed.
我们看见以后犹太人的光景也是这样,
and that also true for the Jews' condition.
神把他自己的心意托付给他们,
God revealed and entrusted his heart and will to them,
守不住,
and they were not able to keep it.
教会历史也是这样,
and also true in church history.
第一个世纪, 光景非常的好,
and the condition was very good in the first century.
第二个世纪以后我们看见就守不住,
and from the second century and on, then they were not able to keep it.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这个守是非常重要的一件事情,
so in the matter of keeping is very important.
为什么神叫我们来守呢?
Why did God want us to keep it?
今天在世界上做事的人都晓得,
and so if you have a job in this world, you will know this.
如果你的事业工作到了一个守的地步, 那就不大好了, 对不对?
And if your career or profession has come to the point that you need to keep it, it's not a good sign.
但在属灵的事情上面,
but concerning spiritual matters,
我们只能守,
we can only keep it.
因为我们的主把一切都完成了,
because our Lord has accomplished everything.
我们只需要守就可以了,
and what we need to do is to keep it.
所以这个守呢,
therefore this keeping,
用保罗的话就是你不要违背他,
and in Paul's words that is you do not disobey it.
你也没有丢失他,
and you did not lose it.
你也更不能去改变他,
you cannot change it.
所以今天在守的事上,
so concerning the matter of keeping,
就是我们不能妥协,
and we cannot compromise,
也不能争也不能减,
and we cannot add something to it, we cannot take away something from it.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情,
so this is a very important matter.
今天我们知道一切属灵的事情都要经过神的试验,
We know that all spiritual matters have to go through God's testing.
圣经里面有很多的话告诉我们说，神是试验我们的神。
And in the Bible, there are many words saying that the God is the one who is testing us.
我们的神是公义的。
Our God is righteous.
所以他按照公义的来做这个审判。
Therefore, he is carrying out his judgment according to his righteousness.
我们如果仔细读圣经，
if we read the Bible carefully,
我们就看见从古到今所有在神跟前的人都要经过试验。
And from the old time until now, all the people before God need to be tested.
有的时候神用环境来试验我们。
Sometimes God uses our circumstances to test us.
有的时候经过贫穷，经过危险。
And sometimes we have to go through poverty and some danger.
经过身体的疾病。
And the sickness.
经过许多环境上的改变。
And the changes in our circumstances.
你看我们这些人呢，很容易有时候随着环境的改变就改变。
And a lot of times we can see that we may change with the changes in our circumstances.
那么我们就守不住了。
And then we are not able to keep.
所以神有的时候也用人来试验我们。
And sometimes God also uses people to test us.
尤其在教会的侍奉里面，
especially in churches,
很多人为的因素带进来了。
There are a lot of human factors.
那对我们来讲，实在是一个很大的考验。
And there's a good, it's a good, a big test to us.
很多的侍奉在人的手中都变质了。
And many services has changed in essence.
人的敬拜也变质了。
And the worship has changed.
这对我们来讲变成一个非常大的一个考验。
And that to us is a big test.
甚至有的时候神也用仇敌来试验我们。
And sometimes God also used the enemy to test us.
我有时候读圣经的时候，我发现神让容许仇敌来试验我们。
As we read the Bible, I found that God sometimes allows the enemy to test us.
哇，我觉得这是一个最危险的一个器具。
And I feel like this is the most dangerous instrument.
因为仇敌从来不会同情我们的。
Because there is no sympathy for the enemy.
他如果神许可他在人身上做工，那么他就尽全力做。
And then if God allow him to do work in man, he will exhaust all he has to do it.
我想最有名的故事就是约伯的故事，对吧？
And the most famous story is a story about Job.
但是我们知道是神许可。
But that was permitted by God.
那么权柄仍旧在神的手中。
And the authority was still in the hand of God.
但是我们看见约伯在仇敌的手中所遭受是何等大的痛苦。
And yet we can see that how Job suffers great sufferings in the hands of the enemy.
不仅外面的儿女产业全失。
And he lost all his children and his possessions.
到最后全身到头顶到脚掌长疮。
And there's a lot of the boils from the top of his head to the top bottom of his foot.
一个部分他的生命。神没有交在仇敌的手中。
Only his life was not given to the enemy by God.
所以很多时候我们读到这里，我们都很害怕。
And a lot of times as we read this, we were very much afraid.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们也不需要害怕。
And brothers and sisters, actually, we don't have to.
神不会把这样的一个难处加给所有的人。
And God won't give such difficulties to all of us.
在教会历史上，真正遭受仇敌面对面攻击的人还不多的。
And throughout church history, it's not that many.Can face to face to receive attack from the enemy.
如果神真正能把人摆在那神是很看得起这个人。
And if a God really present this man before the enemy, actually that person is highly esteemed.
所以我们在圣经里面可以看见，我们的神是试验我们的神。
Therefore, we can see that in the Bible, God is the one who is testing us.
他用各式各样的方式来试验人。
He used all kinds of ways to test man.
而弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters，
我们晓得保罗所持守的这个真道或者这个信仰
，so what Paul the faith what Paul kept，
所经过最厉害的一个考验是什么呢
？And what is the most severe testing when he have to go through？
我们知道。保罗蒙恩得救之后
we know that after Paul received by grace
他对世界他没有爱慕的
and he has no desire or love for the world
仇敌如果用世界来引诱他是绝对不能成功的
and if the enemy would like to tempt him with the world it won't be successful
保罗说我看万事如同粪土
because Paul says I have considered all things by the dross
所以用世界来考验他那一定考不倒的。
And if he was tested by the world, he won't be successful.
保罗在许多的苦难里面
so in all kinds of sufferings,
我们知道这些苦难也考不到神的仆人
and that he was not be, he could take those sufferings
但是有一件事情
but one thing
我们在头一个世纪看见这些使徒们站在这些事情的面前都十分的脆弱
and we can see that all the apostles was a very fragile before this testing
那什么东西呢
and what is that
就是宗教
that is religion
我们知道使徒保罗一生所经历的最严厉的考验就是犹太教
and we can see that through Paul's life the most severe testing was Judaism
在旧约圣经的里面
so in the Old Testament
当神把会幕给他们
when the tabernacle was given
神把圣殿给他们
when God gave them the temple
神有一个非常美好的意念
God had this a very wonderful heart and will
神在地上要建立他自己的家
God wanted to build his house on the earth
他要与他的百姓一同住在一起
He wanted to dwell among his people
但是我们发现犹太人呢
And we found out that the Jews
把神的家变成了犹太教
Turned the house of God into Judaism
把对神的侍奉敬拜变成一种宗教的行为
and turned the service and worship to God into an act of religion
所以当初神托付给他们的那个侍奉一变成犹太教这个犹太教就成为神工作上面最厉害的一个阻挡
and when the service given by God to them turned into Judaism and that Judaism has become the greatest hindrance to God's work
我们知道宗教是仇敌手中最有力的工具
and we know that religion is the most powerful instrument tool in the hands of the enemy
一直到今天
even till now
所以我们都知道我们今天所相信的主耶稣基督
we all know that the Lord Jesus Christ we believe
他要建立教会成为他的家
he is to build up his church at his house
神从来没有一个意思要建立一个宗教
and God has never had this thought to build a religion
我们不是相信一个宗教
and we do not believe in a religion
我们相信的是神的儿子
we believe in the son of God
但是任何的时候我们的侍奉敬拜变成一种宗教的行为的时候那个危机就非常大
and whenever our service and worship turn into religious acts then that danger is great
也会成为神工作上面的一个最大的拦阻
and that will be the greatest hindrance to the word of God
所以保罗的一生所经历最严厉的考验是犹太教
therefore the most severe testing for the life of Paul is Judaism
在使徒行传第七章、啊、
so in Acts chapter 7
那里讲到斯提凡的见证
it talks about the testimony of Stephen
那个时候保罗还没有得救
at that time Paul was not yet saved
保罗是一个逼迫主耶稣基督的人
and Paul at that time was a persecutor of Jesus Christ
也是迫害圣徒的一个人
and also a persecutor of the saints
所以呢斯提凡寻道的时候保罗在场
So when Stephen was a martyr, Paul was at present.
但是那一次呢，给保罗带来一个非常深刻的印象。
And yet, at that time, Paul got this a very deep impression.
以至多年之后，他回忆的时候
，So many years later, as he recalled what happened,
他那一幕的景象是那么的清楚摆在他眼前。
And that picture was so vivid, right in front of his eyes.
不仅他看见斯提凡怎样持守真道
，Not only did he see how Stephen kept the faith.
为着他所相信的寻道
He was a martyr because of what he believed.
甚至连那天斯提凡所讲的那一天的道保罗都记下来了
And Paul also remembered the message delivered by Stephen on that day.
这个变成保罗终身不能磨灭的一个印象
It became the impression that will never be forgotten throughout his life.
所以我们知道在教会历史上头一个寻道的斯提凡是死在犹太教人的手里的。
Therefore, we know that in church history, the first martyr Stephen was killed by Judaism.
简单的说，就死在宗教的手里面。
Or simply put, he was slaughtered or slew in the hands of a religion.
感谢主。
Oh, thank the Lord.
神让保罗看见这一切。
And the Lord allowed him to see all this.
这个对日后保罗的侍奉有非常大的一个帮助。
And that was a great help to Paul's ministry later on.
保罗后来也看见使徒彼得的失败
and Paul later saw the failure of Peter
那么在加拉太书第二章那里让我们看到
in Galatians chapter 2 we can see this
那个时候保罗彼得正在 正年时在属灵的高峰上面。
At that time, Peter was in spiritual apex.
那么他到了外邦人家里。
And he went to a Gentile house.
外邦人是盛情的接待，那么请他们吃饭。
And the Gentiles warmly welcome him and have a meal with him.
那么保罗也在场。
And Paul was there too.
哪里晓得吃到一半的时候啊。
And out of expectation.
突然听说有雅各那里人来了。
And they were told that there's some people from James.
这个彼得饭还吃到一半，赶快跑掉了。
And during the meal, the Peter just left.
结果巴拿巴也随后装甲。
And Barnabas was carried away in hypocrisy.
那个时候保罗很刚强。
At that time, Paul was very strong.
保罗看他们行得不正。
And Paul said that they were not straightforward with the gospel.
与福音的真理不合。
And not straightforward with the truth of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
我们看见。这位头一号使徒彼得
，and we can see that the number one apostle Peter
在犹太教的这一个重大的压力底下
，under the great pressure of Judaism，
他连最基本的福音真理都守不住了
，he was not able to keep the most fundamental truth，
所以以至于保罗还要起来重新跟他传福音呢
，and therefore Paul has to rise up and again to preach the gospel to him，
把主耶稣基督钉死的光景再次。提醒他
and to remind him about how Jesus Christ was crucified.
就是我们知道，在五旬节以后
，and we know that after the Pentecost，
使徒彼得的恩赐和能力那是多么的大
，and the Apostle Peter has such a great power and a gift.
一传福音，3000人、5000人得救。
When he preached the gospel, there's 3,000 and 5,000 people saved.
甚至能叫许多的病人得医治。
And he also healed many sick. The sick.
他那个叫病人得医治都不需要祷告。
And when he healed those sick, he didn't even have to pray.
圣经记载说他的影子照着什么人病就好了。你看看。
And the Bible recorded that when his shadow is upon someone, and that one was healed.
我们多么羡慕啊
！And we do admire that.
他甚至能叫死人复活。
And he was even to raise the person from the dead.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，And the brothers and sisters
在这里很严肃地告诉我们
，And this is a very solemnly telling us.
恩赐、能力，并不能帮助人守住这个正道。
Gifts and the power cannot help us to keep the faith.
我们不要以为我们有恩赐，我们就能守住。
Don't ever think that because we have a gift, then we can keep it.
我们不要以为我们有能力，我们就能守住。
Don't ever think that because we have a power, then we can keep it.
圣经记载彼得在这里的失败。
And the Bible records that Peter's failures here.
给我们是重大的提醒。
It is an important reminder to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
难怪保罗到晚年时根本不提这些什么恩赐、能力这些神迹奇事的事。
And no wonder why Paul didn't even mention those powers, miracles, or the gifts.
只要你能守住主所托付的
，As long as you can keep what has been entrusted，
你就可以得公义的冠冕。
Then you can receive the crown of righteousness.
多么不容易的一件事情。
And it is not easy matter.
在那里我们看见这个年轻的保罗啊真是勇敢。
At that time, we can see the young Paul was very strong.
并且他讲的话非常的厉害。
And he has a very strong word.
他说我们素来所拆毁的若重新建造就证明我们自己是犯罪的人。
He said that if I rebuild what I have once destroyed, I prove myself to be a transgressor.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
保罗讲了这么厉害的一段话
，and Paul has uttered such a strong words。
但是，等到我们读到《使徒行传》21章的时候
，and yet as we read Acts chapter 21，
我们看见这个刚强的保罗
，we can see this strong Paul。
最后一次回到耶路撒冷
，the last time as he returned to Jerusalem，
在耶路撒冷几乎失败
，he almost fell in Jerusalem，
几乎是守不住了
，he was almost cannot keep it。
那么最后他回到耶路撒冷的时候
，and lastly as he last time he as he returned to Jerusalem，
圣经记载说弟兄们欢欢喜喜的接待他
，and the Bible records that the brethren received him gladly。
但是后来我们知道这个欢欢喜喜的背后有故事的
，and yet we can see that behind the scene of gladness there's some story。
然后就请他做见证
，and they asked him to give some testimony。
就讲到他在外邦的所有怎样传福音，怎样做了一些的事。
And he just shared how he preached the gospel and the work he did among the Gentiles.
他们弟兄姊妹说，很好，感谢主，把荣耀归给神。
And the brothers and sisters said that it's very good. Give the praise. praise and the glory to God.
马上这个画风就转变了。
And right after that, they changed the subject.
他说,